I've enjoyed radiant health through all my days of ministry here, 51 years, serving the Lord. He has given me great joy and peace, and also good strength and health. Until this time I got sick for over 2 months. So, as I thought, I have learned some lessons, I would like to share them with you. It came upon me soon after I returned from Perth, end of November. And a numbness and pain attacked my left thigh. And it went down to the lower leg. But I took it lightly. I must have caught the cold in Perth. But then it lingered until the 8th of December, when I went to Thailand to inaugurate the new church they have built. And remember, every day we set out, I had a limping leg. When I came back, I do not know whether you noticed me dragging my leg or not, but 2 or 3 Sundays, it went on and I could barely bear it. So, I said, I must go and see Dr. Cheng Wei Nian, our specialist, and he found out from taking an MRI scan that I had a slipped disc. And so I rushed to hospital, admitted at Mount Alvernia. Lo and behold, there was Dr. Ik Chai early in the morning to see me. And then he said, "Don't worry. We have a team of doctors here, all for you." And then I had my slip disc doctor already. And there was a diabetes doctor, because I have some diabetes. There was a prostate gland doctor. I must say what gland, that you may get it more clearly. And he's an expert. And when I could not pass urine in the night for 8 or 9 times, and every time just a few drops, I was in great agony. So they put me into the operating theater, and Dr. Tek Chai had 2 anesthetist doctors, all our members, to take care of me. Apart from that, was a heart doctor, lady doctor, and another lung doctor. But most important is my maternity doctor. He was in control. So, yes, I was involved in all these situations. And if not the heart, it's the lung, and so forth and so forth. But I want to thank you all for your very earnest prayers, many get well cards and gifts, very much so in the heart, from the heart, and for your earnest prayers for me. Well, my cousin who went to see me, he cracked some joke. He said, "You have not been, your old car has not been overhauled for such a long time. Since you want to live up to 95 and 14 years more, this is the last general overhaul." So, he was very happy to see me. And I took his words. I said, "True. I've never had such a long illness. And so they let me out after 21 days in hospital on the 28th of January. And when I came out, I was refreshed. There was no pain. I thought that when I came back, I'd be preaching two times, which is today's. I'm supposed to speak at 8 a.m. on believing the return of Jesus Christ, and also now, when the Lord must humble me again, and the numbness, but about one third of the previous numbness has come back. And instead of staying here, I'm humbled to sit here. And thank God very much for the leadership of this church to make all this arrangement for me. And instead of saying or grumbling, I thank them very much. Because if I stand too long, like last week at the Chinese service, the pain gripped me. But still the Lord has sustained me to go on. Well, now I'm coming to our main topic, namely the three lessons I've learned from my recent illness. And we have just read the text in Psalm 39:5-11. You'll notice that in all the 50 chapters recording the life of David, 50 chapters, through 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, and 1 Chronicles, David has been portrayed as a conquering warrior, the slayer of Goliath, the killer of a lion and a bear. He indeed is a conqueror of conquerors. But from the Psalms, where he tells us more intimately about his life, particularly Psalms 39, 41, 55, and 103. It'll do you a lot of good to read furthermore these other three Psalms. Psalms 41, 55, many wonderful, interesting insights into human nature. There he talks about his illness. Now, according to the Chinese proverb, Sheng Lao Bing Si, the lot of human beings is a very unhappy lot. Sheng is birth. Lao, birth and then old age. You young people don't think you are young. Before you know anything, you are old. We all have to go along this path, and when you get old, sickness, pain, and after that, mati, si, you can't escape it. Well, since I've been enjoying perfect health for 51 years, I did not care for this thing very much. The fact is that even when I've reached the maximum age of 80, and the Lord gives you one more year, you don't say, now let me quickly prepare. But you will expect or hope to live another year, and live another year. On and on. And Calvin says, it is human nature not to think of death or prepare for death. But now David gets it. He says, behold, thou hast made me, Psalm 39, verse 5, my days as an handbreadth. only 6 inches. The Hebrew people, they have a very convenient way of measuring, and that is they use a forearm, 18 inches. They call it the cubit. So why would they say that it reduced my life from a cubit? It immediately says your life is now reduced to only a handbreadth, and that is only 6 inches. We now are faced with death. When we get sick, we cannot escape from sickness, is death. And there is an end to it, whether you like it or not. Our life, whether birth or death, is all predestined. And though we wish ex-president Ong Teng Cheong to live, like Lee Hsien Loong, we all had the same trouble, but God has kept Brigadier Lee Hsien Loong, and we thank God for that. But he, the ex-president, died at 66. And in the same time, we heard of the death of Princess Margaret, the sister of the Queen of England. And she died at 71. How old are you today? You cannot escape. Now don't think you are just only in the 40s or 50s. Time just catches on. Now sickness is no joke. From my sick bed, I came to define good health as heaven, and ill health is hell. But first, let us talk about heaven, good health. And that is in Psalm 103, where David reminds himself, don't forget all his benefits. And he said to his soul, yes, my soul, do you know that God, first of all, has forgiven you of your sins, your iniquities? Secondly, he has healed all your diseases. Third, he has given you, he has redeemed your life from destruction. This may be an accident. This may be something very drastic, that he might have been killed, and he has delivered you. And karma with loving kindness and tender mercies, I interpret to be long life. Save him from death and give him long life, and he has given you good things. The renewed is renewed like the eagles. What is, has given you this good thing is appetite. When I come back home, I don't want to eat this, I don't want to eat that. I just want porridge and black olive, Teochew style. But when I eat this, I cannot get strong. And my wife tries to cook this, cook that. But the taste doesn't fit me. I cannot eat. So I want you to be thankful to the Lord just on the matter of having a good appetite. You better thank Him. May I lost my appetite. In this respect, I have a weekly here that really thrills my soul. A weekly, every week has some spontaneous thanksgiving and praise. And I ever thank God, I said, these are my best mouthpieces. I mean, talk to the congregation, they read it, they know. Here is one like David. Thank you, Lord, for countless mercies, for blessings, for journeying mercies, job security, and most of all, for peace of mind. He's like David, reminding himself. And so, I will charge you positively, not negatively. When I get sick, then you get well, then you go and thank God. But for 51 years, you never were sick. Why shouldn't you have thanked God instead of now? So this is an important thing. But now we come to ill health is hell, which I went through. And I want to share with you the pain in my left thigh deepened and went down to the lower leg. Several times I dragged my feet up here. And last Sunday when I preached at the tennis service, I forgot that I could not stand too long. And as it took nearly 3/4 hour before I had the Lord's Supper, because you needed translation, it so gripped me, I was surprised. When I came down, I was almost going to fall when there were the elders who came up and upheld me. That is the reason why I'm sitting here. The Lord has to humble me to know my weakness. First thing is the numbness. Very unbearable. Second thing is the struggle with urination. 8 or 9 times in a night. But a worse experience I have, even after coming home, is the constipation that I could not conquer. It is like fighting the obstruction to urination. It took so much of my strength to fight constipation that I must use a Chinese proverb to express it. I had to exert the strength of 9 bulls and 2 tigers. There's a Chinese proverb that is most unusual. Jiu niu is 9 bulls. Erhu, 2 tigers. Oh, if Elder Ku did not come and help me. But I had to exert my own strength. Nowadays, I don't have much strength to exert. Not when I was all right. But thank God, I prayed and the Lord helped me. So, ill health is hell. Please don't get sick. By all means, don't overwork or overindulge and then you get sick. But this time I did not overwork or overindulge. It came by the appointment of God to teach me a lesson. So, now I can so much more sympathize with the weekly sick list. And sometimes I wonder how the parents can take care of the child who has got fits and so forth. And now we can so much more pray and sympathize with them. Is my lesson from sickness. The second lesson I've learned from Psalm 39 is sickness should first of all make us search our heart for any hidden sin, for any sin that you do not even realize, and unconfessed sin. And this is taken from Psalm 39 verse 11, when thou with rebuke dost correct a man for iniquity, correct man for sin. You put him down, make him sick. Thou makest beauty to consume it like a moth. Yes, when you are sick, you are just almost like dead, consumed me like a moth. And Calvin says, the first thing is to search your heart. Calvin says, we all agree that adultery is bad, is sinful, and we are all against it. But when you get tempted and you are involved in it, you say it is the greatest pleasure. And now we have the case of David and Bathsheba. When he fell for her looking from the rooftop, he took her to the palace and had sex with her. She had just finished her purification. And the moment she went home, she found that she was caught. She sent to tell David, I am now pregnant. David, being a king and with great intellect, must quickly get over this to cover himself up. So he sent for Bathsheba's husband Uriah to come from the war front. He was one of the 33 most renowned officers. The general of the army sent Uriah back, and David talked of the good weather and so forth, just to cover up, and said, oh, since you come back, here's a chunk of meat for you to go and eat with your wife. But all the loyal soldiers, they wouldn't go home. They sleep outside the door of the king's palace in the precincts. And he did not go back that night, so that David may be covered. So David said, never mind, the next day, come tonight to dinner with me. And he made him drunk. And yet, Uriah, the husband of Bathsheba, refused to go home. So David quickly wrote the letter, sealed it, and gave it to the general of the army. When Uriah comes to the war front, put him at the hottest spot, in order that he may be killed. And Joab, the general of the army, did so and reported back to David that Uriah is killed. So he was very relieved. Bathsheba mourned some time for her husband and then became the proper wife of David, because in those days the kings had many wives, and David had at least 14, I think. And God, out of mercy, accommodated and permitted kings in those days like this. And then he said to himself, ha, I have outwitted everybody, and I spent just in 2 weeks to clear the whole thing, and now she is my legal wife. But you know, we may hide things very cleverly. But the fact is, you cannot hide from another person who sees from up there. You never know that he is seeing you. And God told Nathan, this is the wicked thing that David has done. You go and prick his balloon. And when David pink balloon was pricked, the good thing about him is he quickly knelt down and confessed his sin. The fact is that the prophet also, Nathan, told him, the son, the child that is born between you and Bathsheba being sinful, he must die. Now you must know that David is a man of a great heart. And as a loving father, he must have taken this very seriously. And so he repented. Sickness, in order that our hidden sins and unconfessed sins may be confessed. So this time when I get sick, I have to search my heart in every corner. And whatever hidden sin there was, unconfessed sin, I confess. Thank the Lord. No, you say, he is a pastor, he is a holy man. We are all on the same plane. We are due to the same temptation, but many times we forget, we let these things go, but sickness arrests us. Then the third lesson I learned is, in Psalm 39 verse 6, here is a certain talk, he heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. This refers to a man at death, and he has not made a proper will, and somehow, or he may just follow tradition, and then he makes it a jumble of mistakes. For example, the Chinese will never give any property to the girl, to the girl member, especially when she marries and goes to another family. And the Teochew causes zhao jian, he runs away. So, cannot let her any. The Chinese are very, very selfish. Now, when it comes to the son, and only son, tao jian is, he is held back into the same family. Then he gets everything. And if it is a bad son, he squanders everything in no time. So that is why David in the third lesson says, he heapeth up riches. God tells him, and know not who shall gather them. But now I give you the American seed. Their culture is different. When our parents are in the old age and we are earning, we must give a gift to them every month or at certain intervals to show our love because they took care of us. And then when they die, they also lavish their love on us. In America, it's not so. Many of those who are living from hand to mouth, working hard, their sons, when they get up to 16, they also leave the house. And I've seen many college students, they have to work hard to support themselves. So the son will support himself, the father will support himself. And it comes to retirement, he is wise to amass all the money he could save. And then he comes to the day when he is old and not able to manage himself, he will stay in the old people's home. Then they'll give over the whole sum of money to the old people's home, that you deduct the expenses here for 5 years, 10 years, and then the rest, if there's a remainder, then give it to a missionary society that will continue to use this money for the extension of God's kingdom. And that is how, interestingly, many missionaries are supported by the legacies from the death of these godly people. Well, we may learn the lesson here. Those who never think of God, they may end up, when they reach heaven, they have a little attap house. But the widow who has only two mites and give regularly to the Lord, when she goes to heaven, he might have a very nice bungalow. A way of illustrating the value of the acts. So, it is good for us to learn the three lessons. Sickness, says David, makes his life only a handbreadth, so we must be prepared for death. Sickness should make us search our hearts for any hidden and unconfessed sins that we may confess them. And sickness should make us, when we die, to serve God with our money that we may lay up our treasures in heaven. Well, there was a retiring nurse of a BB church. And she said to the elders, I'm willing to bequeath all my properties and my money to this church that I belong. So the elders were very excited about it and went to see her and so forth. But she lived for 15 years. So the money was spent and there was less and less. Now we don't see the elders very much interested. This is the end of my story. Why? May the Lord teach us that we may have new values. What are we living for? The best is to live for God. Amen.